Zero.
It's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, and we've got a full house in the studio right now. The lovely Leah has joined us with the makeup. And I'm telling you, if this was television...
Good morning, guys.
And Tracy Prepock has joined us from Dolphin Coast Pre-Primary, which is lovely because we want to talk about Dolphin Coast Pre-Primary today. Let's launch straight into it. Welcome, firstly, to the show.
Thank you.
It's a lovely school. We've all had, I think, experience. Not personally, I mean, I'm much too old. But we have had little ones.
You a surrogate grandpa, weren't you?
A surrogate grandpa, indeed. I am. And Nogwanda, you have little Kuja, and he's thriving.
Yeah.
So let's just get into it. Where is the school situated?
Okay, we're in the heart of Dolphin Coast on the corner of Jacqueline and Hillary Drive.
So it's right in the suburbs.
Perfect. It's a beautiful, safe area. We got lots of trees, beautiful big playgrounds, jungle gyms, cycle tracks, lots of outdoor equipment. We've got loads to offer. And we've been there for over 30 years. So
and there are some that think that possibly it's not really necessary to send little souls to an institution because, well, you know, life is as it is. And obviously, one has a tendency now to start kids off really young to get them into the stream so that they can get into a decent primary school, high school, hopefully university, and then a fabulous career. What is your view?
I think it's important to send your little ones from when they're small. Specifically for social skills. I think they do so well when they're mingling with little others and that, and they learn a lot like that as well. Languages as well. If you've got a little Zulu child and you've got a little English child and they become besties, they feed off each other, and this kind of thing I think promotes, and this is what we need to see going forward with our little ones.
What does it cost to send a child to Dolphin Coast?
We have a very reasonable enrollment fee of 1,800 rand, which 1,000 of that is your levy, and the balance of that you get a bag, you get a t-shirt, you get a library bag, you get a pair of shorts, you get a little hat embroidered with their name on, their message book, they get a face cloth. So there's a whole lot of things for that. And then monthly we charge three a month till 12 o'clock, which also includes a morning snack, so you don't have to worry about lunches for your kids. They get a little sandwich, a yogurt and a fruit in the morning. If you enroll them in for the full day, it's $3.9 for the full day, and this includes then a hot lunch and an afternoon snack, and it also includes 6 weeks of holiday care throughout the year as well, where you don't have to pay. So if you're not enrolled in aftercare, then there's a little nominal charge for your holiday care rate, for holiday care time.
So it's a fully inclusive service.
Absolutely. And this fee also includes every term they get either a show or an outing, which is also included in the
package. And does that happen even, or has it been happening even through the general pandemic protocols
what,
of COVID?
Shows?
No, COVID.
What, the shows?
The care and attention and the schooling.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because we've got all the protocols in place. We're very careful. Now it's wonderful that the distancing has changed, because that makes things a lot easier at school.
Because kids
always
don't understand social distancing and why must I wear a mask?
It's
and
so hard.
Wash your hands, are you joking?
Yeah, and don't play with your friend, like, keep distance between one another. Yeah. That's hard.
It's so hard. It really is hard.
But you haven't been affected.
Been amazing. Well, we've had a few cases, but we've handled them fine, and yeah, we've come out on top, which is awesome. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the extracurricular events or activities that you are going to no doubt be eventually famous for, because everyone looks back at their preschool and my favorite activity was that. Mine was painting with purple paint. Only purple paint.
I still remember my preschool concert.
And
I loved it.
The Play-Doh.
No, it's amazing. Yeah, no, we offer grade art. Part of the whole fee structure for grade R includes playball, because we think that's very important for our grade arts to have those ball skills before they go to big school. So we do play ball, and that's obviously open to the rest of the school as well, but at a nominal cost. We do tumbling tigers, which is lovely, which is Matt, you know Matt, who comes, he's very much part of Belito. And we do ballet with Lexi, and we have young engineers, which is like a teaching the little ones blocks and engineering type stuff. And have I missed anybody?
Been,
oh, and we do soccer.
Coding yet.
Oh, we did try that.
Interesting
for a
question.
Bit.
Yeah.
We did try that for a bit. We had a lady come, but it didn't really take off.
Okay. Well, when you've got play ball and building blocks and all of that, I wouldn't want to code.
So it's the good old traditional robust things that make a healthy mind, healthy body.
Yeah, the kids love it.
Okay. Now, if you're interested, if you're listening to this and you're considering enrolling, how do you go about getting in touch with you?
We have an open door policy at Dolphin Coast, so you can come in any time if you want to come and have a look around between 8 and 12 when Lindy, our admissions lady, is there. Or you can email her on info@dcpp.co.za or give her a call on 032-946-2979.
It's always best, I think, to go and check it out.
Absolutely. We love a lot of people don't come and look before they make choices, and I think it's really important that you have a look around and see what's out there.
Yeah, because it really, I mean, this is, you have modern institutions that feel a little cold and soulless. This is a really warm environment.
We're a family.
It's very homey as well.
Yeah, it is. Lots of green grass and trees, and then the colors of preschool. It's always, it's kind of one of those things, I think, that will set any youngster up for a really fabulous life. Absolutely. So, Tracy, thanks for popping through.
Thank you.
And thanks for the work for that you guys are doing with our little souls.
We might just enroll ourselves.
Anytime.
What time is nap time? That's the most important question.
Well, they have nap time. Aftercare is generally nap time. They have a rest time at 11:30 where they read a story and they just get to lie down and rest. But aftercare, they rest at 1 o'clock. They have a little sleep. You're coming at 1.
I'm in for the 11 o'clock lie down, read, and rest.
Tracy Peapock from Dolphin Coast Pre-Primary.
Thank you so much for having me.
The show continues. Yeah.